You're listening to an audio guide to ancient Rome. This episode is one in a series of short descriptions of monuments in the Roman Forum. In this episode, I'm describing the New Basilica. Construction of the New Basilica began under the Emperor Maxentius in the year 308, but was completed by Emperor Constantine in 312, after his victory over Maxentius at the Battle of the Milvian Bridge. Indeed, the change in ruler during its building means that this is sometimes referred to as the Basilica of Maxentius, or the Basilica of Constantine. The term basilica, in modern usage, suggests a large church or cathedral, but in ancient Rome it was more associated with a large civic chamber or meeting hall. It would have contained statues of gods, but was not likely a place of worship. What remains is impressive, but represents roughly one-third of the original building, that, when complete, would have been substantially taller than the structure we see today. The core building material is concrete. This is covered in brick that would then have been, in turn, covered by stucco on the outside and marble panels inside. The marble would have been held in place with metal pins. Evidence of the removal of the marble and the valuable pins can be seen in small holes peppering the surface of the brick. The three large bays that dominate the north side of the Via Sacra faced onto a large central nave and were mirrored by another set of three matching bays on the south side. These bays had large windows to help light the halls, and the ends of each bay's dividing support wall originally had a massive marble column 14.5 meters high and roughly 1 meter wide. All but one of these eight columns were destroyed. The last remaining was removed by Pope Paul V in the early 1600s and placed in La Basilica di Santa Maria Maggiore, where it still stands. Look high on the walls of the barrel vaults, and you will see the remains of some of the marble capitals that capped the columns. Unlike other basilicas in Rome, the columns were purely decorative, and the ceiling was actually supported using braced arches, which had more in common with the construction of Roman baths, such as those of Caracalla, that were built roughly 100 years earlier. On the west, that's the left side if you're inside the forum and looking into the three bays, there would have been another large alcove that housed a colossal seated statue of the Emperor Constantine. Pieces of the statue can be seen in the courtyard of the Palazzo dei Conservatori on the Capitoline Hill, placed there by the architect Michelangelo around the time that he was redesigning the buildings and the square of the Campidoglio. The remains include the great head, arms and legs of the Colossus, which were carved from white marble. The core of the body likely consisted of a brick and wood framework that supported both these marble pieces and flowing bronze clothing, in a manner similar to the seated statue of Roma that is now at the center of the facade of the Palazzo Senatorio, that's also in the Campidoglio. Judging by the size of these pieces, the seated, enthroned figure would have been about 12 meters high. That's about 40 feet. The head is about 2.5 meters high, and each foot is over 2 meters long. Engraved below the statue was the following dedication: "Through this sign of salvation, which is the true symbol of goodness, I rescued your city and freed it from the tyrant's yoke. And through my act of liberation, I restored the Senate and people of Rome to their ancient renown and splendor." Oddly, amongst the remains were two right hands, both with upraised index fingers, which differ slightly. It has been suggested that the statue was refashioned at some time late in Constantine's reign, and a hand holding a scepter was replaced by a hand holding a Christian symbol. There were likely multiple other statues in niches around the inside and outside of the basilica. The floor was tiled in marble, with a pattern of circles and squares similar to that of the Pantheon. The ceiling vaults were coffered and would have been decorated with stucco, colourfully painted and gilded. The basilica's original primary function is not recorded. However, it was in use for several centuries. The south aisle and nave probably collapsed in an earthquake around the middle of the 800s. Even though it was in ruins, the basilica had a lasting influence on architecture and was studied by many, and even had an influence on the design of St. Peter's Basilica.